Day 31, prayer 31. Father God, we worship you today for giving to us your son Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Because of Christ, we have the blessed hope of his return. You have written our names in the Lamb's book of life. This earthly life is not the end. You are awe-inspiring. You are magnificent and mighty. Your name holds more authority than I could ever conceive. You're stronger than I could ever dream. You're wiser than I could ever comprehend. You are more loving and compassionate than I could ever imagine. And as the first fruits of the resurrection, we have our hope in you to one day resurrect and be like you, Jesus. Today I declare that I will not let my awareness of the problems I face exceed my awareness of the God I serve. You are always greater. Therefore, I will worship you in the midst of any situation, knowing that you are working for me as I stay connected to you, God. For though I live in the world, I do not wage war as the world does. The plots and discouragements that come from the enemy are powerless today because the weapons I fight with are not the weapons of the world. They have divine power to demolish strongholds. I demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and I take captive every thought to make it obedient unto Christ. I know who I am in Christ. My personal daily prayers shall make a difference. God, you fulfill your promises. Today I refuse to be discouraged. You are the God of all hope. You have proven your power by resurrecting Jesus from the dead, and I claim in every way your victory over all satanic forces against my life. And I reject these forces and rejoice in the freedom you've provided, Lord. We pray today for a great awakening and a revival in America and for your church. We pray for a consistent devotion to you, Father, and your kingdom work. We pray for spiritual alertness, avoiding complacency. We pray for growth and maturity as Christians and leaders. Thank you for working in my life, my family, my church, and in this nation. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To you, God, be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.